The blessed appearance of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Just as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best and most superior in the creation, he is also the most beautiful too. Those blessed companions who had the honor to witness this unparalleled beauty is what they had to say. Allah Almighty has not created anyone like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I am sure he never will. From head to toe, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the manifestation of the creativity of Allah Almighty. Here, we will just try to take a dip in the ocean of his beauty in order to strengthen our love for the Holy Prophet. The blessed hairs. The blessed hairs of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, were just perfect, neither too straight nor too curly. There are different narrations as to the length of the hairs. Some report that they reached the middle of the ears. Some say they were up to the earlobes. Some report that they reached to the length of his shoulders. This means that the companions reported the different stages of his hair growth. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shaved his blessed head during the farewell pilgrimage, the companions gathered around him and did not let any hair fall on the ground. They would be honored to receive even a single hair and would protect it more than their life. The blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Umme Salma radiallahu anha, had some hairs which she kept in a bottle. When anyone in Medina was struck by an illness, he would come to her and she would dip the hairs in water and the illness would be cured on drinking that water. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. The blessed face. It is reported in Qasais al-Kubra that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was considered the most beautiful and handsome in the world. But he has only received a part of the whole beauty, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has received a full share of it. Zurqani reports on the authority of the mother of faithful, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most beautiful of all the people, and his complexion was also the best. Whoever has tried to praise him has compared him to the full moon. Hazrat Jabir bin Sumrah radiallahu anhu narrates, it was a full moon night, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sat, wrapped in a shawl with reddish borders. I kept looking at the moon and the brilliant face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I finally concluded that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was indeed more beautiful than the full moon. Mishkat Sharif. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates, it was dark in the house, and I was once sat sewing something when the needle dropped on the floor. I looked for it, but could not find it due to the darkness. Just then, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, and the light of his blessed face illuminated the whole room, which helped me find my needle. Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehalvi Rahmatullah alayhi reports, my father Shah Abdul Rahim saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, seeing the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, the women of Egypt were so lost that they cut their fingers and some even died. But we don't see such incidents in your case. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the truth is that Allah has concealed my true beauty from people because it was made evident that it would have been much more severe effect on the people than in the case of Yusuf alaihi salam. This indicates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the beloved of Allah, and just as a lover wants only himself to see his beloved, in the same way, the true beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only for Allah Almighty. The great scholar Allama Qurtubi says, the true beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hidden from us, because if it was to be exposed, then our eyes would not have the ability to see him. Hadith Zurqani ibn Mawahib. The blessed forehead. The blessed forehead of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was broad and brilliant, with no signs of anxiety. Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha reports, "Once I was spinning a wheel, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sat across me mending his shoe. I saw his blessed forehead with sparkling beads of sweat on it. This beautiful vision mesmerized me, and I forgot what I was doing. On seeing my state, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, 'What is the matter?' I replied, 'The drops of sweat on your sparkling forehead seems like the bright shining stars.'" The blessed eyebrows. The blessed eyebrows of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were long, thin and semicircular. There was such a fine gap between them that many companions reported them as joined when they were not. Hazrat Hind B. Abi Hala radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the eyebrows of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very fine and separate, and there was a vein in between them which prominently swelled when he was angry. The blessed eyes and its witnessing. The blessed eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were large and extremely beautiful. It naturally seemed as if he had applied surma to it. The whiteness of his eyes were further beautified with reddish threads, which is considered as a sign of prophethood. The beauty of his eyes were further compounded by large black eyelashes. Allah Almighty not only blessed those eyes with apparent vision, but also with the hidden one. He could see things that were far away and was even aware of the intentions of the hearts. He said to his companions, "You see my face towards the Qibla, but by Allah Almighty, neither your bowing is hidden from me, nor your sincerity, and I see you as well from behind me." Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "Indeed, Allah has lifted the veils from me, and I see the whole world and its events until the day of judgment, just like I see my palm." Hadith Zurqani in Muwahib. Hazrat Uqbah bin Amir radiallahu anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Your meeting place will be the pool of Kawthar, and I am looking at it from here." Hadith Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. The narrations clearly prove that nothing is hidden from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he witnessed all the events that will take place till Qiyamah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "There is nothing that will occur which I have not seen from here, even paradise and hell. Paradise is above the seven skies, and hell is below the seven earths. Thus, the sight of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encompassed them all." During the Battle of Mu'tah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave details of the whole battle taking place in Syria while sitting in Medina. He would describe each companion who was killed with tears flowing from eyes. Suddenly, he started smiling. The companions inquired the reason for smiling, upon which he replied, "I was upset at the loss of my companions in the battlefield, but I now see them sitting opposite each other in paradise. Thus I am smiling out of happiness." Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Aish radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have seen Almighty Allah with His beauty." Mishkat. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates, "Indeed, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his Lord twice, once with his eyes and once with his heart." Qasaisul Kubra. The blessed ears and hearing. The hearing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unique and extraordinary. He could hear from near and far just alike. Once he asked Hazrat Bilal, "O Bilal, do you hear what I do?" Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu replied, "Ya Rasulullah, I hear nothing." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Do you not hear the torments on the people, the Jews, in their graves? Hadith, Hakim. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "There is no one who recited blessings, durudes, upon me, but I hear his durudes, no matter where he is." The companion asked, "Ya Rasulullah, will this continue even after you pass away?" He replied, "Yes, because Allah has prohibited the soil to destroy the bodies of the prophets." Hadith Qayyim. The blessed lips and the blessed teeth. The blessed lips of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were very beautiful and reddish in color. His blessed teeth were broad and sparkling white. When he spoke, the blessed teeth emitted light. When he smiled, it would illuminate the surroundings. He never had the urge to yawn, as this is from the devil. Even though the blessed teeth were naturally beautiful and white, he did take every care to keep them clean in order to teach his nation. It is narrated that he never prayed salat until he did miswak, brushing the teeth with a tree stick, and also used miswak when he went out or returned home, also after eating, before and after sleeping. The blessed mouth and the voice. The blessed mouth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in perfect shape. His voice was sweet and loud, and everyone could hear what he was saying, whether they were near or far. His sermons could even be heard by women in their houses. The blessed tongue. The blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pure in every sense. There was an ocean of knowledge and wisdom which flowed from it. His voice was sweet, his language were par excellence. He spoke clearly and slowly so that the people could memorize what he was saying. He only spoke the truth, and his speech was free from any indecency or impurity such as lies, slander, etc. Whatever he spoke became the law of Allah.
وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ
And he does not say anything by his own desire. It is but a divine revelation which is revealed to him. He spoke many languages. In fact, he was a master in every language he spoke. People were astonished by his eloquence and fluency. It is narrated in Shifa Sharif that when any person from any country would come to the Holy Prophet and speak his native language, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would reply to him in his own language, and that too with perfection. The blessed beard. The blessed beard of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thick and appealing. He applied oil and kept it neat by combing it. It was also his practice to trim his mustache. He never dyed his hairs. The blessed companions even counted the white hairs in the beard and on the head, and there were no more than 20. The blessed neck, shoulders and the back. The blessed neck of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was of perfect length and was so beautiful that it is stated in Qasis al-Kubra that it seemed it was made of silver. His blessed shoulders were unique. It is reported in Zarqani, his shoulders always seemed higher than the rest when he used to sit with the companions. The blessed armpits. The blessed armpits of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were pure, clean and scented. His armpits had no hair. They appeared white and emitted sweet scent. The blessed hands. The blessed palms and arms of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were flesh. His palms were soft and fragranced. If someone shook his hands with him, his hands would remain perfumed all day. If he placed his hands on a child, that child would also become scented. the companions would rub his hands on their faces. The keys to all the wealth of the world were in his blessed hands. It is for these hands, Allah said in the Holy Quran,
وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى.
And O dear Prophet, peace be upon him, you did not throw the sand when you did throw, but in fact Allah threw. The blessed stomach and blessed chest. The blessed chest and the stomach of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were aligned. His blessed chest was broad and bulged. There was a thin fine line of hair from the chest to the navel. The blessed lap and the blessed feet. The blessed thighs and the blessed shin were flesh, soft and most beautiful. When he walked, he lifted his feet slowly and with some pressure, displaying awesome courage and patience. At times, even stones turned soft and absorbed his footprints. Hazrat Abdullah bin Burida radiallahu anhu states, the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were most beautiful. Zurqani. The blessed stature. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was neither too short nor too tall, but just perfect. When he was with people, he appeared to be the tallest. In reality, this was his mu'jiza, a miracle. Just as he was the highest in merit, so was he in his apparent stature.
Come on,